Well, it's a freezing night here in County Tyrone. I'm in the Kiladroy area, trudging through the snow. It's about 7 miles outside of Omagh, and I'm at the house of someone who's been badly affected. It's the local DUP councillor, Charlie Chittick. Let's see if he's in.
Hi, Rick. Come on in. You're very welcome to our home.
So, Charlie, there's obviously a stack of pots, pans. Clearly no washing up is getting done, and I suppose this has just been the tip of the iceberg for you over the past couple of days.
Absolutely. It has been difficult now, and we as a family, I'm sure, in a better situation than most. I could imagine what it'd be like for a much larger family, or a husband and wife with a young family where there's nappies and a lot of washing to be done.
What's been the most difficult part of all this? Has it been the washing up? Is it the lack of ability to shower and wash properly? What's been the hardest part?
I think a lot of things maybe perhaps we take for granted. You get up first thing in the morning to have a shave and have a shower before you go to work. And then, of course, the wife is left here trying to cope with the washing of dirty clothes and catering and making meals for people and washing up after that. There are elderly folk in the rural area, fairly isolated, and it must be extremely difficult for those. The most vulnerable people in our society are suffering through this.
There are water supplies available for residency, and I know you have a couple just through the door here, so let's go and take a look.
Okay.
I'll go through into this room.
Here
we are.
Utility room.
Okay, and right, so there, I mean, you've got a couple of them here, and you've picked them up. Pretty heavy, holding, I don't know, somewhere between 5 and 10 litres, something like that. And they're giving you a couple of them. Is this enough, though?
For a large family, it's not enough. You know, it alleviates, and it will perhaps give you that provision of clean water for making tea or food stuff. But the reality is, it isn't enough, and they're only given 2 of these per household.
Well, you still have a few litres left here. Let's see if there's enough to spare, maybe. See if we can get a cup of tea out of one of these.
Make your way into the kitchen, and we'll provide you with a cup of tea. Do you take milk and sugar?
Yeah, 1 sugar and just a splash of milk, please, Charlie.
Okay.
NI Water say that they're trying to find a resolution to this problem as quickly as possible. Repairs are taking place and the numbers of homes affected are coming down. But let's just test yours out because they haven't given you an exact time scale yet. So we turn the tap on and, as you can hear, absolutely nothing. So, Charlie, what have you made of the dispute between NI Water and the trade unions?
It is affecting people grievously, and I would appeal Minister Danny Kennedy, if he doesn't intervene in this. All our hopes were built up this evening that there would be an end to our problem where both the management and the unions would come with a solution.
What if the minister doesn't intervene?
Then I would call on an independent body to mediate between the two, the unions and the company, and try and bring this to a speedy end.